Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
Really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a people, 'cause wisdom and knowledge is equal, and all we need to learn to do is spread our wings like eagles. Now, let's talk truth, let's talk truth, let's talk truth. Lord, sit down to talk truth, but the rest is on you.
Let's talk truth, Janine, and let's talk truth. Hey, let's talk truth, straight from me to you. Hey, no need to worry, there's a brighter day. Just live your life no matter what they say. Let's talk truth so you can understand. Why not just power and it's on the man.
Good evening. How's everyone today on this wonderful Sunday evening? It's 4 p.m. here in the studio, Let's Talk Truth. And guess what? We are surrounded with a number of people in the studio today. We want to welcome our first guest is Landon. And he is a powerful one-year-old. He's a powerful one-year-old. And whoever says that they don't have a lot to say, just listen throughout the show. And we have Kaylee, who is 2 years old. She has a lot to say. And we have Kennedy, who is 9 years old. She has a lot to say, but she's bashful about it. We have our grown-ups. We have Rima. She's in the studio. We have Chauncey. And Courtney and John and Bree. They're all here in the studio. We want to welcome everyone. And not only do we want to welcome you, we want to say that how powerful we think your voices are. And the reason I think it's a good thing for our kids, our babies, to be a part of this show is basically what we're talking about. The title of this show is Wisdom Works in All Things. How many of us realize that the majority, or I'll say all of the people that we have that are totally messed up in the head nowadays, our young people, they were babies, just like these babies are here. But they grew into some really horrible adults. Because the people that were responsible for them didn't have the wisdom to teach them properly. You know, I believe all young people are teachable. If you can teach a chimpanzee or a monkey how to do something, you can teach a child how to do certain things. And whether we know it or not, we're all held accountable for the way we make others feel. And believe it or not, there is a formula for making people feel the right way. And we're here today, and we're going to use our host because we're going to examine. It's an unwritten formula that's essential for maintaining the right fellowship with others. People will forget many things about you, but they will never forget how you made them feel. So we're going to discuss the formula and the way that we should present ourselves, not only to have a better relationship, but just to feel good and to be accountable with the things that's going on with ourselves. So we're going to ask you, anybody that want to jump in, how many of you thought maybe years ago that wisdom played a big part in the way we interact with other people? How many of you in the studio thought that wisdom played a big role? Okay, I'm going to repeat my question. How many of you in the studio feel that maybe years ago, when you were young, that wisdom played this dramatic role in how we interact with each other?
I was young. I didn't have wisdom back then. So
I understand.
When you're younger, you just go on with your feelings. But now that I'm older, it takes wisdom to interact with people, because you have to, as you communicate with somebody, you're filling them out on what to say, what not to say, and then you can. So, for instance, at my job, I got some friends that he's a big guy. I can call him big all day. It's not going to hurt him. He laughs with it, but it's some people that I wouldn't talk, they would take me to HR for it. So you have to use wisdom. Because if you don't, you will actually hurt situations and relationships, whether it's friendships, family, or whatever, then health.
Okay. And that's coming from one person. Come on, somebody else. Tell me your view. No, it's not necessarily with you, but did it ever occur to anyone that, even now as an adult, how many people think that you need wisdom to be able to communicate with us? Yeah. So, we know that, but it really, a lot of people don't think that way, and that's why we have, and I think that's why we have serious illness. We have people because they have, Yes, you're absolutely right. It affects a lot of people, and a lot of our disobedient children is because we didn't present wisdom in our, when we deal with them. We didn't use wisdom. We didn't. And the only place we can get wisdom from is God. He's the only one that can give you wisdom. And if you look at it in that respect, things that you see, know, interact, react, it takes God to do it. That's what it takes. It takes God to do it. Now, let me hear from some of you females. Now, y'all not going to let the males outdo you, are you? Are you just saying that maybe you guys aren't equipped? I'll let that be your choice. Come on, Rima. What do you think about it?
I think the importance of wisdom, we don't really think about it until we do pain. It's not, if you don't have wisdom, you don't know the importance of it. So, of course, in your youth, something that is not thought of, you don't even think about it. That's why we do things we don't think about. Because it takes wisdom to make wise decisions. That's why it's refusing to come out of the thinking about. But the right thing or the wise thing is thinking about what you want. Not wisdom at all. It's actually sometimes the opposite of wisdom because you want.
Exactly. You know, when you think about, I never really thought about the word wisdom until I got in Christ. You know? But it was just, it's just that, like I said, that unwritten formula. You have to want to do things the right way. And even when I was young, I didn't count it as wisdom, but you know that there are certain things you can do to some people that you can't do to others. So even though we didn't call it wisdom, we didn't think of it as being wisdom, we even your children know how to act up when to act up. You know, most children act up when their parents are around. Why? Because they know you're not going to kill them. You know, it's just like I said. It knowing how to protect yourself because we are accountable. There are certain things that you do to people that you can't go back and erase it. It makes a mark. You know, it scars that person inside, and we have to really be careful that we are. We don't want to be scarred in that capacity. Now, Bree, we haven't heard from you. I want you to share with us your thoughts on treating people the right way, where we get it from, how do we know we need to do it, and our accountability for it.
I think treating people the right
You'll never give that person another chance to come at you the wrong way because they, in their youth, and when I say youth, it doesn't necessarily mean age. I'm just talking about the youth in their mind. A person in their mind can be so young and immature that they can hurt you and damage a person and never realize. I can remember I always tried to do the right thing. But I did something once when I was a kid. And I regretted that to this day. That was a young lady that used to visit us from out of town. And she was a little quiet, easygoing young girl. She and I were like the same age. We were kids. She was afraid of that garland that goes around the Christmas tree. So I thought it was stupid for her to be afraid of. So I pushed her in the closet where it was dark, threw some garland in there with her and shut the door. And she was just screaming, you know, to the top of her lungs because she was actually afraid. By the time I realized, hey, this is not right, you know, to myself, and I opened the door and let her out, she was. And I don't think she ever came to our house again. And, you know, we were kids. We were in elementary school. So her last impression of me is that I frightened her, you know, and I did it maliciously. I thought, you know, after it was over, I'm like, God, I didn't mean for to do that to her. But I should have thought about that before I did it.
Yeah.
see, I mean, you know, it might have made her, I don't know, normally negative things that affect your behavior. When there are negative things that affect your behavior, you know, those are just things that you don't know how deep those thoughts go. And I told y'all earlier at the beginning of the show that Landon was here in the studio and he had a lot to say. Yes, and he's absolutely saying, he's talking about having wisdom. And no, so he has to, he's trying to let you know that he's got a lot to say. Landon, can you tell us about how you want people to treat you? I think right now he just wants to be left alone. So let me ask you this. Do you know of anyone that you're friends with, or maybe a friend of a friend, that has been damaged and not present and not doing therapy, but really needs therapy based on how they've been treated in the, you know, in their past? And this person is adult now, and he definitely shared it because his life has been altered because of that. In my personal opinion, I don't believe in psychologists. I don't believe in giving it my mind because I believe that healing has to come from within. And even when you go to them, you eventually end up healing yourself. You know, you absolutely, because they don't talk to you. They give you a chance to talk out everything that you need to talk out. Once you talk it out, you come to that place of peace inside of you. So I just don't believe in, you know, people, hey, when I say therapy, when I say you need therapy, I mean, we need to address whatever is wrong with us. Mm-hmm. So, Courtney, do you know of anyone that's an adult now that was damaged because of the way they were treated when they were younger?
A whole bunch of people. You know, people go around and saying, you ugly. I know you tell a kid that. I know some kids who have been saying, you ugly kid, you get too fat, and kids talk about when they grew up with a complex. And it affects them on how they interact with others, because they'll start dressing away. Like, typically, girls, and I'm, you know, not saying the majority, but typically girls are like this. If they are a little chubby or overweight and they don't look attractive, boys that keep telling them that they want a boyfriend, and people don't tell folks. How you look at someone else may not be how you look to this person. There is always a person for you. And it's going to be the boy or woman, that the man or woman that you like.
But you can't, kids don't understand that. So what they do is they want to receive love, so they become easy. And we all know what easy is.
No, I don't. Explain.
So, because they are looking to, I want a boy to love me, and this is the only way boys like me. But they're not really doing it because they like you. They're doing it for the attention, because someone has damaged them instead of telling them, you know what, you are pretty young lady. You know, at bright skin, dark skin, brown skin, you know, you are a pretty young lady. You don't have to settle for that. You know what? I don't have to settle for that. And but what we do is we perpetuate that and have kids have stigmas on them. I'm so big. You're not big. You're a kid. Just go run outside. Just go outside. Tell say, Mama, Daddy, you saying I'm a little chubby. Take me outside. Let me run around, because I guarantee we got a little tubby baby here. He's tubby, but he was tubbier than he is now because he wasn't moving around. He's chopping that weight off. And once they start moving around, they'll do that.
But one thing about him, he is handsome to the world.
Every kid, you know, there's so kids. Oh, look at that kid. Kids are kids. People are people. I put it like this. You will find out, especially when you're a kid, a lot of kids are like, man, I wasn't attractive in high school. Then when you get grown up, all the folks that was in high school, they like, dang, I wanted you to talk to me, but you didn't want, I had that problem. I mean, I was talking to girls and all this, but the high society girls, the girls that was, everybody was liking, they were like, why you didn't try to approach me? I was liking you. I wanted to go on a date with you. I thought I couldn't compete. You know, and I don't even care because, you know, they just got 9,000 kids. I'm happy. But
you gotta.
Exactly. So I don't, you know. We have to understand that we have all had people in our lives that we know who that effect. It's a real negative effect.
Yes, it does.
They you know, it hurts in the job market. They won't go to a certain job because of that self-esteem. They dress. You can tell when a girl dresses, when a lady, and I'm speaking on it because the way they dress, you say she does not, she doesn't have confidence. Everything's sloppy on it. And you say, you like that? I don't like that. I don't like that sloppiness. You dress better than that. You understand what I'm saying? But that's years of, you like nuts.
And look at the
and then they don't understand the people who
side.
Exactly. It's a little boy that look at me and turn to the other and he just hung himself.
You know, that makes me want to just go back, and that's why I asked the question earlier. We weren't even on the show, but we were talking about somebody who had healed himself. How can a teacher and a parent and a friend not know that there's a person in danger of committing suicide? How do you not know that? Now, let me ask you another thing. When we talk about being responsible for how we treat kids, how many of us believe that the school system perpetuates a lot of this?
Shut up. But then when the mama come up there, done did this kid dirty. You know what I'm saying? So when you get checked, it's a different thing. And then they always hit this, I got mine. You got to get yours.
Yeah, and if they had theirs, well, how much did they get?
Exactly.
So what they say they got, you know, didn't matter. I believe,
but he didn't like, you know, so
manner, but because of who I was talking to, it came out that way and you just wanted to bite your tongue and take it all back. Have you ever experienced that? That kind of thing. I'm going to ask the gentleman, do you find interaction better now that you're older than you did when you were in high school? How do you relate to people? Is it easier now? You know, if, let me ask you this. Say, for instance, you're sitting with friends and you're contemplating something. And then your friends all of a sudden start whispering. How does that make you feel?
But the thing of it is, she was a victim.
she was a victim of incest in her family. And she didn't know how to overcome the fact that she was pregnant. But it was by, it had to be one of her brothers. Or, you know, it was an incestuous thing. And she couldn't overcome that, so she killed herself. But now, I hope that we'll, I hope we stop people from knowing that, you know, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to be consumed by a thing like that. Mistakes, every negative thing that happens to you is not your fault. So if it's not your fault, then why are you trying to, why are you letting something, like Johnson said a minute ago, he said he had to battle his mind a lot of times. And, you know, because once you start having some negative thoughts put in your head, those thoughts are going to talk to you every day. Well, you know you don't have this. Well, you know you don't have that. And this is why he said he had to surround himself with different people. And so that's what even the Pope will have to stay surrounded by someone positive, because if he doesn't, the negative side of that negative energy is going to feed to you, and it's going to try to slow you down and make you, you know, conform to that side of things, and you just can't let that happen. So, do you all know of any, what about the church? Do y'all think there are same things going on in the church? Are there negative sides that's causing people strife and unsettling in the church?
Church, I
should be a place where oh my God. Oh. And I think that's horrible for the preachers to get up there and allow them to be a part of that. It has nothing to do with you. It's tearing God down. It has nothing to do with you. So, Rima, haven't heard from you in a while. Tell me something. talk to me about anything we're talking about, wisdom in the Lord and I. Because this is where we have to get it from.
Just going back to the subject of wisdom and tools as far as teaching the people who really who are responsible for the majority of the day. They have our kids 8 hours a day, some of them. And by the time they get home, it's, homework, bedtime, dinner, bedtime. So really, they're responsible for our children and what they're learning the majority of the day. And since we're on the subject of wisdom as far as being goes, one thing that I don't like hearing teachers say, and I've always said, if I put my kids in school and just came home and told them that a teacher told them, I would pull them out. And I hate to hear a teacher tell a kid to stop snitching or not to tell. Don't tell. What are you supposed to do at that young of an age? You're telling, and that plays a role in the, kids being able to bully each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my son tells her daughter, you're ugly. And she comes and tells me, he said you're ugly. I'm not going to tell her, stop telling. She's going to think that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay for people to talk to me like this. I'm not supposed to say anything about it. I'm just supposed to sit back and accept it. And it starts at a young age.
Mm-hmm.
It starts at their age. Because,
you're absolutely right.
That's not acceptable. It's not
acceptable. And see, that's the one thing that the teacher who says that has no wisdom. They have no wisdom whatsoever. Well, you need to stop telling. I tell you what, I'm going to tattle, and if you don't want to hear it, I'll go to the principal's office. But I'm telling somebody because I don't have to keep quiet. Children need to know that they have somewhere, a safe haven. I need to know that there's somewhere I can go and I can be safe, And if you're not going to cover me, who will? And this is why kids break down and commit suicide. I can't tell anyone. I can't tell anyone that I'm being bullied. I can't tell anyone that I'm being molested. I can't tell anyone. So their little minds can only hold so much. So it's not wisdom for an adult to tell a kid, don't you ever tell, don't ever tell. And I'm like you. I'm not just going to pull my kid out, but I'm probably going to slap that teacher and say, now, don't you tell nobody I slapped you. Because that's what needs to happen. And until we get to the, get our children, we want our children to be wise, functioning, adults. And thinking about that, look at the little boy who was given for raping an unconscious person, and he served 3 months in his house. And his dad said, stop referring to my son as a rapist. Well, what is he? And until someone does the right thing by that child, he's going to think he can get away with something greater. And wisdom would tell you this. You have to do the right things regardless of what goes on. You've got to do the right thing. Don't you want your son to be accountable for what he did to someone? That is, I just think that whoever that is not using wisdom at all. Because what you don't conform to today, you'll have to conform to tomorrow. You're going to have to be accountable for it one day. It's going to hit you in the face like a ton of bricks. And you're going to have to be accountable for it. So, yes, our preachers are in bad shape. Our pastors, our churches are in bad shape. Because they don't tell that the pastor is sleeping with two or three young girls, you know, and the girl that they're sleeping with thinks it's okay because I'm with the pastor. And he's got a wife. You know, even if he doesn't have a wife, he shouldn't be going through his congregation. But I think that they gave him that one. But, wisdom plays a big part in everything that we do. We got to have wisdom to do. And people think it's just so grand. I'm just going to laugh it off because I heard her feelings, but I don't care. Or I heard his feelings, I don't care. And I feel like that where our husbands, our mates are concerned, our mates, we should be able to stand them up and make them, you know, build them up, not tear them down. Our men should build up the women, and the women should build up the men. There's nothing negative I should be able to tell you about your husband and vice versa. There's nothing negative somebody should be able to tell you about your wife. And once we form that attitude, I think things will start coming across to us just a little bit better. We've got 7 minutes. So we're going to ask you men, which one of you want to go first? You've got 2 minutes to give us an encouraging plot here, an encouraging path on wisdom, work and all things.
I would like to say that we live in a world that will not love you if you're not. It's the world. It's the world. It's set up to go against you.
Mm-hmm.
Despite what God wants us in His will, there's too much evil and evil works going along. My advice and wisdom sense: stay true to yourself as an individual. You know who you are. You know what you represent. You know what you got to do on a daily basis to help. They, you know, keep you on a straight and narrow, to help support your family, to help be a good light, someone that might need it, they're striving in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of things are important is have the self-confidence to know about that. That is a very, very important factor for someone that's trying to be a good help to the world, to society.
Yes.
After all, that's the main point of who we are as individuals. We're supposed to be helpless one to another.
Yes.
And we're supposed to encourage each other and thrive despite what, like I said, the world might have against you.
Mm-hmm.
And this term, haters gonna hate, that's also, it's cheesy to me, but it does have meaning that people are going to dislike what you represent, especially if they're stuck in their old hateful and evil ways. But I believe that if you have enough wisdom and you have some perseverance to stay in your mind and stay in what you believe in, then you will thrive.
All right. Well, that first hand was conscious. Come on, somebody be next.
Nothing is what I need to
long, Courtney, you give us a week big of wisdom.
Loving you with the heart of God. Good evening.